sa mensahe ay makikita po natin sa ating binasa sa Joshua chapter 24 verse 15 down to verse 15. At ang mensahe po ito ay pinagkita po ng simply the New Year's message. The New Year's message. Ayun pala. Sorry po. Mabuti na. Buti kinalala mo natin. Sabi ko, mawala yung panyo. Ayun pa ako ngayon. Sabi ko, ano? Kasi ako paglalabas sa bahay, ay, tawag dito, parang kulang ang buhay ko pag isa lang ang panyo ko. Kulang, parang kulang ang buhay ko. So, dalawa lagi yan. So, kanina, alam ko to, ginamit ko, nung lumabas ako, mula dito, pupunta tayo sa tanghalian. Pagkatapos ng tanghalian, nakatayo tayo, pumunta ko dito, nasaan yung mga, ay, panyo ko. Panyo ko. Isa to, hindi ko yung ginamit ko. Alimut ako pala, pagkagaling ko dito, yung dito sa akin. Nahabit ko kasi din naman to, yung aking towel. Ganda ng intro ko, yung aking towel lagi na sabi dito. Pagkatrabaho ko sa bahay, sa sarain, magugas ng pinggan, pag, ano man, anything na ginagawa ko, yung towel ko lagi na dito para gagawin ko na lang. Simple na, madaling ano. Nakalimut ako. Yung aking pala, panyo. Panyo muna ko kasi kanina pag-alis ko ng aking ano. Ng aking face mask. Saan mo na? Malagay pala natin ko sa ano. Salamat natin sa paalala ko. Anyway, sa ating pong mensahe, the New Year's message. The New Year's message. Ating pong binasa ay actually the parang last will and testament ni Joshua para sa kanyang pinamunahan ng bansa, ng bansang Israel. Remember when Moses handed to Joshua the leadership of guiding the Israelites, the Lord commanded Joshua to keep the covenants of the Lord, to keep the words of God. Yun yung sinasabi ko sa inyo kanina na he was given the task, and the Lord said, if you want good success, meditate on the word of God day and night. And so he did that kasi ang kanyang task is to conquer the promised land. At yung promised land ay may mga tawag yan, may mga tao pa. May mga, nandun pa yung mga Amorites. Nandun pa yung mga tawag dito, mga rebelde sa Diyos. At sinabi ng Panginoon na buksain nyo sila, patayin nyo sila as a judgment to those people. That so the Israelites ay was set by the Lord as a tool of His vengeance para doon sa mga Amorites. But more than that, the Lord is setting Israel as His, sabi ko sa amin ano, ay a model church. A model church. Sabi ko sa amin, church is a model nation. He is the apple of the eye of the Lord. He is a special that the people around will see this is a nation that God has blessed. Yan yung ano ng Israel. Kaya ang Israel ay may mga batas, may binigay specific para sa kanila para nga ma-distinguish sila from the other nations. And so the Lord has set them up with Joshua. They conquered the land. And here in chapter 24, Joshua, at the end of his life, is reminding them of what happened. reminding them of what happened. Kung titingnan niyo po sa start nitong Joshua chapter 24, makikita niyo dyan na pinasimulan ni Joshua na paalalahanan ang mga Israelita nito na kasama niya. Remember, these are new generation Israelites. Ito yung mga bata nung panahon, when I say bata, when the children, they were just mere children. Some of them most probably are newborn at the time when they came out of Egypt. So sila na to ngayon yung, sila na yung mga matatanda ngayon. Sila na yung pinapangunahan ni Joshua that entering the promised land. I mean, not just entering, but na parte na yung lupa na the inheritance that God had promised. God has promised Abraham ay natanggap na nila. The promised land was divided into 12 tribes. Na iparti-parti na ba? So, Joshua is now telling them, now you have your land, but I want you to consider this. Ito nga sinasabi ni Joshua dito. Sabi niya, remember how God separated Abraham from his nation. How Abraham was a part of a nation that worshipped idols. Ako, lumaki ako doon sa henerasyon na sumasamba sa mga Diyos-Diyosan. Si Julia. Hindi niya na alam yun. Hindi niya na alam yung mga Santo Niño, yung mga Kristong Hari tinatawag, yung Fatima, hindi na niya alam yun. Kayo, alam niyo ba yun? Kung lumaki ka doon, di ba alam mo yun? Pero Joshua is now reminding these people, ang ating magulang, si Abraham, he was taken out. If this is Abraham, he was taken out of that. Come on. He was taken out of his place. And the Lord said, Abraham, stay there. This place, sabi niya kay Abraham, this place will be a land for your family, for your children's children, forever. Pinrami siya kay Abraham. Pero hindi yun na angkin ni Abraham. Hindi niya na angkin. And then, from Abraham, in wandering in this place, nakikita kasalamuhan niya yung mga Amorites. The Amorites respected Abraham because he became a warrior. Diba? Iniligtas niya pa nga sila at yung mga Sodomites, diba? Yung mga taga-Sodom na kasama nila from their captors. Diba? So, he was respected in the land, pero hindi niya naging lupa yun. Hindi naging kanya. But God has promised to Abraham. Now, come, sabi dito ni Joshua, if you will read down from 7:24, na si Abraham, he was given Isaac. binigyan siya ng anak. Na yung anak na yon ang tagapagmana, at sa tagapagmana na yon ipinramis din na Panginoon, I struck this is the land that I promised your father and you will inherit it. Pero si Isaac, hindi pa rin niya naging kanya yung lupa. But Isaac was given what? He was given Jacob and Esau. But Jacob and Esau, sabi ng Panginoon, sabi ni Joshua, ni reminding them, si Esau, pinagmang Sael. Binigyan ng Panginoon yung Mount Sael sa kanya. Kay Jacob, wala. But Jacob and his family entered Egypt. They entered Egypt. They became a settler sa Egypt, which happened to be parang ano nangyari, they became enslaved. Yung mga anak ni Jacob ay naging alipin sa Egypt. At yung mga ngayon ang niligtas ng Panginoon sa pamagitan ni Moses at ni Aaron. At pagkatapos doon, Moses led them out of Egypt, going to the promised land, but they were not able to enter in because of disobedience. And what happened? They just circled around the wilderness for 40 years. And so, Joshua is reminding them, did you see what happened sa the desert? And then now we are coming in. We are coming in to the promised land. Now this land is ours. And what happened? Tinaboy ng Panginoon yung mga nakat dito, yung mga Amorites. Diba? If you will read it there, tinaboy ng Panginoon. At may mga nagtangka na harangin kayo. Like Balaam. He was trying to curse the children of Israel. But what did Balaam do? Instead of cursing Israel, he turned out in bless niya pang Israel. Israel was blessed by Balaam. At pagkatapos, ano nangyari? May hari na lumaban sa kanila, but they were able to defeat them. And so, here now, sabi ng Panginoon sa kanila, look, verse 15, I have given you a land for which you did not labor. Binigyan ko kayo ng lupa na hindi nyo inararong. Hindi nyo pinaghirapan. And, sabi niya, and cities which you built not. Hindi na sila kailangan gumawa ng mga building, ng mga bahay. No, kasi inunahan sila ng bala. Diba? Nagpadala ang Panginoon ng mga peste sa mga ito, yung mga tao, nag-aalisan sa kanilang syudad. Kasi, there was locusts everywhere. Pero yung mga locusts nito did not attack the plants nor the trees, but they attacked the people. Kaya yung mga tao nabasan at alisan sa syudad. Kaya yung mga Israelita, they went there and they were able to have a foothold, a stronghold doon sa lugar. Kaya nila, sabi ng Panginoon, naging sa inyo yung syudad na yan, hindi kayo naghirap yan. But it was the hands of the Lord there. And so, here now is molded now Joshua encouraging the people of Israel. It's like a new beginning for you. Bago masimula po ito sa inyo, parang ganyan sinasabi ni Joshua. Now the days of wandering is done. We are entering into a new age, an age of domestication. Hindi na natin, hindi na tayo magdala-dala. For 40 years, we're wandering Israel. We were wandering in the desert. Our fathers, Isaac, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they were wandering around the promised land. But now, we don't need to wander around. We own this land. Our family can rest here because God has given this land to us. We are now going to enjoy the promised land. And so in this new life that we have, a new lifestyle that is coming to us, it's like a new year for them. In this new year that is coming to us, a new age, a new day, sabi niya, therefore, fear the Lord. Fear the Lord. And serve Him in sincerity and in truth. When Joshua told them this, he is saying that establish God in your hearts as king. They have kings. Yung mga nakapamili sa kanila, they have their own king. They have their own king. But Joshua is telling them now, as an Israelite, you should establish in your heart your king is the Lord. Fear the Lord. Yung Lord dyan, pansin niyo sa Bible niyo, ang Lord dyan, look at your Bibles. The Lord there, in verse 14, all capital letters. Diba? You see that? Joshua chapter 14. Now therefore, fear the Lord. How can you spell the Lord then? All capital letters. Every time you see that in the King James Bible, every time you see that, it means Yahweh, the personal name of God, YHWH. Yan yun. Yung pag nakita niyo yun sa Bible niyo, ang ibig sabihin niya, Yahweh. He is speaking about God, yung Diyos ng Israel. Si Yahweh. At ang sabi niya yan, fear the Lord. Joshua is emphasizing to the Israelites that there is no other king than our Savior, Yahweh, who saved us out of Egypt, who have called our very own father Abraham out of his family, out of his country, and who brought him in the promised land na you are now inheriting. So establish this in your heart. Fear the Lord. That fear there is a reverential fear, like when you see a king. Have you ever met a king? Wala pa ako naming, wala pa. Sabi kasi yung concept natin ng king ay ano eh, medyo blurred sa ating panahon, di ba? We do not have a king. Yung iba siguro yung nakakita kay Michael Jackson, yung ano, King of Pop. Nung pumunta si Michael Jackson din sa Pilipinas, pero I love it. It's comparable. Anyway, naalala ko lang. But ang the closest to a king para sa atin yung mga sultan or datu sa ating mga tribo-tribo, di ba? And when we see them, the people in yung position na gano'n, like say, sa atin dito ngayon, si Mayor, di ba? Pag nakita nyo si Mayor, na-meet nyo si Governor, na-meet natin si Presidente, yung gano'n, Di ba parang merong uwi? Meron, they, somehow they have this, parang, uy, mayor yan. Meron tayong ganun na ano sa kanila, kontrato. The we are being careful, uy, mayor yan. Bago mo i-offend dahil baka mamaya, pahulin niya tayo sa, pabantayin niya tayo sa mga barangay. Mga ganun. Di ba? Yung reverential fear na ito, ang sinasabi ni Joshua na dapat ibigay sa Diyos kay Yahweh. Establish him as king. Kasi, ang tao ay hindi nila nakikita yung Diyos. So, the most na nakita nila ay yung kamangha-mangha, nagbago yung Mount Sinai, at dumadagundong at sa kanilang pagbiti ay parang nakakatakot na makakatakot ng mga kidnap at kulog. Pero ano yun, si Moses na ang kinakausap ng Panginoon. Sinasabi ni Moses, sabihin mo sa kanila, ako lang ang tanging Diyos. Mga ganun. Diba yung Moses was dead? The closest na makita nila yung Panginoon. But karamihan, nakakalimutan yung experience na gano'n. At yun yung sinasabi ni Joshua dito, matakot kayo sa Diyos. Ang Diyos ang hari at inagay mo yan sa puso mo. At sa pag, ano na yan, sabi niya, serving in sincerity and in truth. Serving in sincerity and in truth. Pag-inquiry mo na may katapatan at sa katotohanan. When you say in sincerity and in truth, yung truth doon is about you are serving Him because you truly fear the Lord. You truly reverence Him. Kaya ka naglilingko dahil ginagalang mo talaga siya. Pero meron kasi naglilingkod na ano, na naglilingkod lang kasi para may gusto siyang makuha. May ganansya siya. May balik sa kanya. Pero yung service here in truth is yung whatever happens, I will do this because I love God. I fear you. Yun yung in truth dyan na tinutukoy. Diba? Sa pagsimba, diba? May mga ganun. Bakit nagsisimba? Kasi nakagawian ko lang ito eh. Nagpagkasati, pupunta ako sa bahay ng Panginoon. Habit na lang yun. Pero yung pagkatakot sa Diyos, wala na. Nandun, eh, kasi nandun yung mga best friend ko. Nandun yung aking kakipap na doon. Wala sa Diyos yung attention. Wala sa salita ng Panginoon. So, dito tinatama ni Joshua ang idea ng mga tao. Fear God, reverential fear, and serve Him in sincerity and in truth. Serve Him in sincerity and truth. Are you here because you reverence the Lord? Are you here because you truly are worshiping Him? Or you're here to say, kailangan maging matapat ako sa Panginoon para balikan lang ako ng pagpapala ng Diyos. That's not reverential fear. Para ka lang ng trabaho doon. Dahil sa yung trabaho ka, kailangan may sweldo ako. Ganun yung nangyayari na karamihan. Kaya yung karamihan, they do not, parang sa kanila, wala akong panginagom dyan, kaya hindi ako magsisimba. Wala naman ako napapala. Ganyan. Pero iba pa nga, sabi nila, ako pa nga nababawasan, ako nga nang gano'n eh. Kasi, tinuturo ni Pastor, magbigay ng tithes. Yun mo yun, tinaktaan pa ng inibigay ko. 100 na nga lang ang sweldo ko, tapos kukunin niya pa yung 10 piso. Huwag na, hindi na akong punta dyan. Bawalan pa ako ng 10 piso eh. Diba? Ganun yung ano, now, is that serving the Lord and sincerity in truth? No, that's not. Ang serving the Lord in sincerity and in truth is, ano man ang mangyari sa akin, I will come and worship the Lord. So, that is, establish God in your hearts as King. Fear the Lord. Secondly, na sabi ni Joshua na pinapaalala niya sa mga Israelita is, look at verse 14, now therefore, fear the Lord, serve Him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood. And in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. So, here, the Lord, si Joshua is reminding the people yung ating nakaraan. Ang tatay natin, si Abraham, was a worshiper of idols. And he was called by God and he let it out. Iniwan niya yun. Iniwanan niya ang kanyang pamilya. And he listened to God and to God alone since then. And he was called the friend of the Lord, the friend of Yahweh. At ang kanyang mga sumunod na mga anak, they did not worship those idols. At nakita nila ang Egypt and how God dealt with it. Now, the Lord gave them plagues. Hinabol ng Diyos ang mga Diyos-Diyosan ng Egypt if they can do anything against Him. Wala. So, Joshua is telling them, see, yung mga Diyos-Diyosan ng mga yon, walang nagawa sa ating Diyos. So, put them away. Establish God in your hearts as King. Now, separate the idols from our life. The idols from our life. Sa atin ngayon, medyo, Pastor, wala naman tayong ano, wala naman tayong mga Diyos-Diyosan. We grew up and we are now Christians. We believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. At wala naman yung rebulto sa bahay. So, anong idols ang may kakasal ko? Now, there are idols sa buhay po natin. And then, minsan hindi mo alam, hindi mo akalain. We have our idols. One idol kay Abraham is his son, Isaac. Si Abraham, not on the Lord that gave you the job. See?
Matatakto. They are so enamored by the entertainment. May kakip pa. Yung mga yun, nagiging idol yun sa buhay. Na ano, instead of hindi yung Bibles, ano, masinunan niya pa na alamod na kakip pa. Diba? O. Dagihan ko. O sino yung latest na sikat na philosopher, whoever it is, if what they are saying and what they are teaching is against the word of God, eh, those are idols. Ganda, so dictatorship, oh, ang cute-cute niya. Pagtingnan mo, ganda-ganda. Gagawin ko din yun, susunod ko din yun, magkaganon din ako ng damit. Oh, eh ano yung korma ni dictatorship, halimbawa? Diba? And it's just an example, I don't know ano pa paano mo manamit si Taylor Swift, pero sa akin, yung aking generasyon, yung mga kormang Madonna, yan ang sikat nung panahon ko eh, si Madonna. Eh hanggang ngayon, di ba? Pagpunti ko mo si Madonna, kumanamin. Sino ba ba? Beyonce. Eh, late na yan. Si Beyonce, kailan na yan. At ano naman manamin si Beyonce? Si pangalan yung isa. Si Jenny and the Block. Jennifer Lopez. Oo, oh, yan. Tapos, uy, idol ko yun. Nagayain ko siyang manamin. Nagayain ko siyang sumayaw. Eh. We're talking about passion here. Sa passion ng Panginoon, you have to cover up. Sa passion nila, oh, you have it flaunted. Yan ang ano, meron ka. Pakita mo. Now, the Lord is saying, separate from these idols. Separate these idols from our lives. Huwag makita sa atin yan. Remember earlier, Shiti, in our lesson, in our Bible reading, that the Israelites should be eating only unleavened bread. And the whole day and the whole month, there should not be a leaven found in the house. What does it remind you? What is that? Leaven reminds of a symbol of what? A symbol of? No, the leaven, symbol of sin. So, dapat walang kasalanan. So, ganyan itong idol na ito. See, these are idols. These cause sin para sa tao. And so, Joshua is telling them, suffering from sin. Suffering from sin. Diba? Sabi sa Hebrews, being holy or having holy. Sabi ng Panginoon sa Old Testament, sa Genesis, sabi niya, put away the gods which your fathers served in the other side of the flood. And lastly, hindi lang, in this new life that they will have, in this new year that they will have, they have to establish God in their hearts as king. They have to separate from their idols, from sin. And they have to submit to the Lord. Yung sabi niya, and serve ye the Lord. Serve ye the Lord. The idea there of yung serve dyan ay a reverential service. It's like the guys sa umpisa established Jesus as the established the Lord as king. Now because you establish him as king, you submit to him. You recognize his kingship. Yan ang problema. Ang marami, oh yes, you're the king, but I am not under subjection with you. Hindi, okay, maghari ka, ako wala makapala. Hindi ka hari para sa akin. They are in rebellion. But that is when the king crushes. Yun yung mga pinigil ng mga hari, yung mga rebelde, di ba? And here, Joshua is telling them, we establish the Lord as king, and so we have to serve him as king. As our king, we have to submit to him, to be in subjection, meaning we have to obey him in what his word says. Di ba sabi ng kasabihan ng mga Babylonians, the word of the king sa kalabog niyo ang salita ng hari, hindi na babalik. Pag sinabi ng hari, yun na yun. Sa atin, pag sinabi ng Diyos, yun na yun. And knowing that, but who can thwart the word of God? Sino mga pagsasabi na pwede niyang pigilan ang salita ng Panginoon? Sino mga kapigil sa salita ng Panginoon? Wala. And knowing a powerful God works in our midst, pinakamabuti na para sa atin ang sumunod, to be under subjection. Yan yung idea dito ng serve the Lord. Be in subjection. Submit to the Lord. Sumunod as we have sang. Trust and obey. That's the submission. You trust where God leads you. You obey where God leads you. Joshua said this before his departure. Alam niya kasi ang Israel ay pupunta na sa kanilang buhay na. Ahati na yung bansa. Ahati na yung lupa na manahay nila. So you can do your own. But in doing your own, you have to realize all of this in every family for them to be bound together as one nation. They are to submit God in their hearts, to separate from idols, and to submit to the Lord in everything that they do. Today, as church, as one church, we have different families. Diba? We have our different families. But even though we are from different families, but we are under subjection to one Lord. We have one King. We have one King, the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ is our King. So we have to establish in our hearts that Jesus is our King. And that we separate from all this foolishness in this world that causes us to sin. separation from the world. Diyan tayo nila bilang mga Baptist. Separation from the world. Separation from unrighteousness. And submit to the Lord. Be in subjection sa Panginoon. Huwag na tayo mag-rebende. Ano yung nangyayari sa mga nag-rebende sa Panginoon? Kaya nasabi na sila yung nagbabaslight. Ano nangyayari sa kanila? They're living a miserable life. Miserable yung buhay. At hindi lang miserable ang buhay nila, they are waiting sa palo ng Panginoon. Eh, gusto niyo pa ba na papalo ng Panginoon? Who wants a judgment of God? So, para hindi tayo papalo ng Panginoon, we just submit to Him. Anyway, alam naman natin na ang kanyang iniisip niya ay kabutihan natin. Diba? So, hindi ako magtiwala at sumunod sa ating Diyos. So, yan po ang ating New Year's message. At nawa, maging pagpapala po sa kahit lahat ng ibuho, tayo po yung panalang Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this message that you have given us from the book of Joshua. Thank you for this New Year's message. May this remind us all, Lord, of your goodness. May this remind us, Lord, of your power, of your glory, of your love. May this message, Lord, encourage us to hold tighter on our faith that we have received. May this message encourage all of us, Lord, to establish in our hearts and our minds your Lordship, that we will separate ourselves from sin and any appearance of unrighteousness. Lord, may this message encourage everyone to be in subjection to you. Nothing good will happen if we will rebel against you. And in the Father, we pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will guide us in our daily lives, that this message will be a lifestyle for us. May the Holy Spirit help us to do so. We thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you for the words. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Tayo po ay isipin na. Salamat po sa pag-iisip sa salita ng Panginoon.